Verse number 18, the topic is the character of Bharat Maharaj. I'll not be able to read it properly, so I'll just read it by myself. Abhicha na vraka salo vriko nayatamo vanaika chara eka eka charo va bhakt satyati. And purported by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. I do not know, but the deer might have been eaten by a wolf or a dog or by the boars that flocks together or the tigers who travels alone. Purport. Tigers never wander in the forest in flocks. Each tiger wander alone, but forest boars keep together. Similarly, hogs, wolves and dogs also do the same. Thus, Maharaj Bharat thought that the deer had been killed by some of the many ferocious animals within the forest. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. As we are hearing this very wonderful chapter, the character of Bharat Maharaj, very, very important instructions which we are getting from this chapter is how Bharat Maharaj got attracted, although leaving his kingdom and coming into the forest and getting attracted to a deer. And his spiritual life is completely spoiled out. Spiritual life is always going to be difficult. Nobody can say with conviction that my spiritual life is smooth. If a person who says that his spiritual life is smooth, that means he doesn't know what is spiritual life. Spiritual life means difficulty. And it is always going to be troublesome in due course of life as and when we advances. It is like a Suresya Dhara. It is always going to be always difficulty. Nothing is going to be smooth over here. And the more and more a devotee advances, a more and more devotee realizes that it is difficult. And it is a fact. The case of Bharat Maharaj itself is so clear enough. A person who has renounced everything, just imagine ourselves. We could not imagine what he has renounced compared to ourselves. We could not renounce the thing which he has renounced. And yet he could get attracted to a deer. We people find it difficult even to renounce a small thing. In the morning if we get up, if we don't get the toothpaste which we wanted, then we get disturbed. Little bit we go ahead, if we don't get a hot water, if we are attached to the hot water, we get disturbed. If we don't get the cloths which we wanted to wear, if it is an old cloth and not washed, we get disturbed. So much attachment we have. How it will be so difficult for us to pass through the test. And here we see the example. That's why we have to be so serious in Krishna consciousness. Spiritual life is not a joke. It is not a thing that we just take it for granted. It is padam padam vipadam. Always danger at every step. And a sincere devotee accepts that challenge and goes ahead. Because he understands from the core of his heart that there is no option for me. Most of the time a devotee doesn't take spiritual life seriously because he feels there is some alternative for him. And because he has that motive in his heart, that's why he doesn't take it seriously. But for a sincere devotee, one conviction should be very clear about himself is he should be thoroughly convinced there is no other alternative in my life. I'm completely stuck up over here. I am completely fixed up and I want to get out from here. And I will do anything and everything to get out from here. If that conviction he will not have, he will get carried away with that type of a predicament or whatever obstruction that will come in his life, he will get stuck up with it. A sincere devotee should be thoroughly convinced. I want to finish my business, irrespective of whatever happens. No option. Let anything happen in my life. Whether I am in the heaven, whether I am Mr. Bill Gates, or whether I am on the road, whether I am in the hut, whether I am in a bungalow, whether people give me all adoration, respect and everything, or whether people reject me, whether I have lots of money or I am the beggar on the street. It doesn't make any difference for me. For me, that is very clear. I want to see that I get out from here. That should be the conviction of a devotee. If he doesn't have that conviction, then there are all chances of getting allurement. How much? Just imagine it. If we people, most of us, basically I can say about myself, we are not coming here in Krishna consciousness, that our parents and forefathers and everybody were so much engrossed into Krishna consciousness, and we have got a birth in Krishna consciousness, and we have been nurtured in Krishna consciousness. Nothing has happened that way. We have come into Krishna consciousness within 4 or 5 years or 10 or 15 years. In this lifetime itself, we have so much conditionings. So much conditioning. If we have been told, you prepare your own biography, that what you are, without any hindrance, just tell whatever is there in your heart. Prabhuji, if we write it, we ourselves will be very reluctant to read it, our biography. That much what we were thinking before we become a devotee. Even right now also. Even we ourselves, it will be very reluctant to give to another devotee because we have the status and position and everything. So that's why we are reluctant to give it to other person also, because he will feel it, what he will think about me. That's why we'll just keep it on one side. And little bit negligency, those things will definitely come up. Right now we are just having a coating type of a thing. Just spiritual coating is there. But all those anarthas are still stuck up in our heart. That's why we have to take it so seriously. If this could happen to Bharat Maharaj, we should be thoroughly convinced it could happen to us. There is no way. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam used to give us a wonderful example to keep us alert. To keep us on guard. To keep us serious. To keep us completely committed to Krishna consciousness. If we are not serious, this is what could happen to us. Most of us have given so much things in this material world to come into Krishna consciousness. Is it not? Specifically all those renounced order people. Even in grahastha life also, we have to sacrifice so much to remain in Krishna consciousness. The society rejects us. The family members reject us. The business associate rejects us because we have accepted Krishna consciousness. And we are adjusting with that. Then intelligent person is that intelligent person who, after doing all those difficulties in life, he should understand it. When I am going through all this difficulty, I should attain the goal of my life. I don't want to get stuck up in between anywhere. I want to finish it off. I don't want to get stuck up somewhere in between. That again I have to start the new process altogether once again in the next birth. I will do anything and everything for that. Otherwise, this thing will definitely happen in our life. Our anarthas are so much, Prabhuji. Is it not? Yeah. Even to take out one anartha, Prabhuji, we take 15, 20, 25 years with sincerity in Krishna consciousness and really begging to Krishna again and again and again. And then we feel relaxed. At least I feel some anartha. That is gone. And little bit we become negligent some point of time. And those things again comes up in front of us. And we understand, where am I? I thought that it has gone, but it is still lying over there. Just a coating has gone away, but still it is there. Just imagine, and so much anarthas we have. So much anarthas. This lifetime is definitely very, very less compared to what anarthas we have to take it out. It's so difficult. It is only the thing is, we people don't understand the depth of Krishna consciousness. That's why we take it cheaply. Otherwise, we understand what is our situation. Even a lusty desire doesn't go from our heart so easily, Prabhu. Lust is so strong. So strong. It just gets subdued some point of time. That's all. But again it comes up. Greed. So much strong. You people in the renounce order, it might be difficult. It might not feel so difficult. But in grahastha life, once you go in grahastha life, most of the problem a grahastha is having is always is to go on comparing with other grahastha. How much he has and how much I have. Am I having less?
If I have LS, then I'll be finding it difficult to maintain my Krishna consciousness in future. But he doesn't understand. Money is not a criteria for advancement in Krishna consciousness. But he feels it that way. Trap of Maya. So difficult. Even a person who changes his ashram from brahmachari to grahastha, the biggest tension he has is about his settlement. Biggest problem. How I will settle? When I will be able to maintain good money? How I will earn more money? How I will plan myself? Greed. But the priority is in Krishna consciousness. The more and more advancement you make in Krishna consciousness, the more and more it should be detached. You should have a simple life. And it is not simple life artificially, but from the heart you should have a conviction. Whether I have it or I don't have it, that doesn't make any difference. My more important is my advancement in Krishna, my consciousness that I can stay without anything, but I cannot stay without Krishna. That is advancement. But that conviction to get it is so difficult. Greed, envy, pride, illusion, one after another. This is all on a gross platform. Subtle though, it's too high. Profit, adoration, distinctions and all those things. This Bharat Maharaj example makes us on guard. He was on the Bhava platform, Prabhu. And after on that Bhava platform also it could fall down. What about us? That's why we have to be on guard. Spiritual life is always on guard. That's why Prabhupada always used to say, my biggest problem is my devotees are not taking Krishna consciousness seriously. They take externally seriously. But in the heart, they don't understand the importance of Krishna consciousness. What important it is in our life. If we don't take it seriously, what is the opposite reaction that will come in our heart? I don't know about you, but I can understand even one day your japa is not good. One day, only one day. You understand what is going wrong in you. Immediately, sense gratification comes in front of you and you get carried away. Second day your japa is not good, people around you can understand that something is wrong with you. And third day your japa is not good, everybody understands that something is wrong with you. Only the thing is they will not speak. Because they want to follow that Vaishnava etiquette. But everybody understands something is wrong with you. So much we are dependable. So much dependable. One day. And little bit we get carried away, then dahayato avishya pungsa sangha sangha satayate. One after another, step by step by step, carried away. It is extremely difficult to come on the platform what you are again if you fall down. A devotee, when he makes it a commitment that I will complete my 16 rounds in the morning itself without any hindrance whatsoever in my life, I will not take anything for granted. He becomes very easy to maintain it out. But one point of time he tries to compromise little. Then it becomes extremely difficult to come again on the platform. Sometimes it so happens that he might give his whole life but he cannot come on the same platform what it was before. So much it is difficult because external energy is so strong. So strong. I used to think, if you just go out from this temple itself, just go out, immediately the battle starts. Battle starts immediately. It is not even a fraction of second also it helps. Immediately. You just have to convince your intelligence, no, this is wrong. I am supposed to be right. I have to do this. Immediately it starts. Just imagine in one full day, only one day, how much we are battling inside our consciousness. How much the intelligence has to be so much fixed up in our consciousness so that whatever the mind demands has to be completely subdued again and again and again. One day, only one day. One after another the avenues goes on, temptation goes on coming in front of you. Do this, it will be so nice. Only some point of time, only for 2 minutes, only for 5 minutes. Just enjoy, at least in your mind at least. Don't go for an external thing. Just at least in your mind. And thus you go on enjoying. Little bit enjoyment. Get carried away. So much it is difficult. Yeah. Just wanted to enjoy on the mind platform. Then also it becomes so difficult. That's why we have to be serious. We have to see our situation, Prabhuji. Our anarthas are so strong. And every now the battle is not outside, Prabhuji. The battle is inside. The war is inside. People just go out and say, hey, I have won. What you have won? You have not won anything. On the contrary, you have lost because your ego has increased more rather than anything else. The battle is inside. The war is inside. If you have won the war in inside, it doesn't make any difference whether whatever happens outside. And if everything is very nice outside, but you have not won the war inside, you are miserable. You are gone. Even if you have everything, whatever the material thing that is required in your life, you have everything. But if you are miserable from inside, you are not having a peace of your mind. You are not completely fixed up in Krishna consciousness. You don't understand that I am a servant of devotees, Krishna. And my eternal situation is to be always engaged in service of Krishna. And you act on that platform. Even if you have everything under you materially, you are miserable. Absolutely miserable. It is all show business. Show business. We should be thoroughly convinced with that. We should be thoroughly convinced. We are not here for something very 1% or a 2% advancement. We are here only for one purpose, Prabhuji. You should be very thoroughly convinced with that. We are here to finish our business. There is no other thing in between. We are here to finish, irrespective of whatever happens. Unless until we don't have that conviction, Prabhuji, we will be in a hodgepodge situation. Something here and something there. And then you cannot advance. Maya traps you. Prabhuji, Maya has an electronic microscope. Much more advanced than that also. Just watches where is the weakness this person has. And she traps only at that point of time. Absolutely over there. See the example. Srimad Bhagavatam is so clear. So clear. One little bit attachment to a deer and the full life is spoiled. Just imagine how many days Bharat Maharaj might had an attachment for the deer. Month, 2 months, 5 months, 6 months, year. And 70, 80 years if at all. He is not in Kali Yuga. He might be in a different Yuga. Which Yuga he was in? Satyuga? Whatever. Treta Yuga. Anyway, at least it will be 1000 years. Or 10,000 years, whatever the yuga is. 10,000 years of full sacrifice or austerity and 1 year of attachment of a deer completely spoils his whole spiritual life and has to come back into this material world. How much we have to be on guard? How much we have to be on guard? Again has to come back. Of course, it is all Krishna's planning, but it gives us a wonderful lesson. It gives us lesson very clearly. It is telling, Srimad Bhagavatam is making it very clear to us, you rascal, you are not on the platform of Bharat Maharaj, you are on the platform much more degraded, lakhs and lakhs of type degraded than him, you be careful. Otherwise, you have absolutely no hope. you will be completely crushed by Maya. Crushed. It will be like a powder. Nothing else. This is what should be conviction. Should be on guard. And this is only possible when we have a very, very strong dose of association. Our Acharyas makes it very clear. Bharat Maharaj couldn't maintain or couldn't understand what he was making a mistake because he didn't have an association. We should have a very, very strong dose of association. Most of the time, people don't understand the importance of association. They feel, I am very perfect. I don't need association. I know the philosophy. I know what this person is going to tell me. That's why there is no need to talk with him. Nonsense. Absolutely nonsense. We should be so thorough. In fact, we should have that type of a conviction that I can stay without anything, but I cannot stay without devotees. Anything. Krishna, take away anything from me. Anything. But in exchange, if you are giving me a wonderful, wonderful group of sincere, committed association of devotees, you have not taken anything from me. You have given everything to me. This should be the conviction of a devotee. And if Krishna gives me everything and in exchange he takes away the wonderful association of devotees, then Krishna has not given me everything. He has taken away everything for me. This should be the conviction. Our acharyas goes to that level. They say that if a person is not able to follow four regulatory principles, he is not able to chant 16 rounds, he is completely degraded in his Krishna consciousness, but he has a very, very good rapport with the association of devotees, he is not offending the devotees, and he is ready to listen from the devotees, and tried to implement in his life, he has not done anything wrong. It is just a matter of time he will come on the track. But on the other hand, if a devotee is following all the four regulatory principles very strictly, very strict in japa, following all the principles very nicely, but it doesn't have a taste of association of devotees, it is just a matter of time he will fall down. How much we have to be sincere. And Prabhupada makes it very clear, in this Kali Yuga, you cannot stay without association. Anybody, is that word, you are insane, correct? If a person who can think that he can stay without the association of devotees is insane. He cannot stay. Cannot stay. This is what has happened. I'll give you my own example. Before I came into Krishna consciousness, before 16, 17 years back, I was very attached to Vrindavan. Very attached. Whenever I get holidays, I just go to Vrindavan and just spend time over there. In fact, Janmashtami, Bhai Dooj, Holi, all those festivals, it is very clear. I'll be in Vrindavan. No compromise. In fact, I had even planned myself to stay also over there. What I'll be managing the day, how I'll be staying over there, how I'll be doing all the things, activities. There is hardly any sadhu in Vrindavan who I was not associating. Most of them, they wished to come to my house. We were so intimate. And I was feeling I am on the very top platform. Anybody who has to see all Hare Krishnas, and they are all ABCD wala, I know what is Radha Bhav and all those things. Patpadavali and everything. I was so... I was feeling that I am something very special. But I didn't know that that is not advancement. Advancement in crushing false ego, that I didn't know it. Advancement means to completely subdue your independent nature, that I didn't know it. Advancement means not to have your own personal planning, that I didn't know it. Advancement to have sincere, thorough humility from the core of your heart, that I didn't know it. So when I came in contact with our Guru Maharaj, and I was in my own way, I was talking that, oh, Vrindavan, everything. And he was also, basically I came to Guru Maharaj was not because I wanted to accept him as my spiritual master, but only because of one purpose, that his taste of Vrindavan is there and I taste is also, I have a good taste of Vrindavan. To humara achha jamega. That was the intention. Slowly, he was molding me. And he was constantly telling me, you can understand Vrindavan not by going over there, but by subduing your false ego, your independent nature, and your own way of thinking, that you wanted to subdue it out and understand that whatever my Guru Maharaj and whatever the senior devotee says, that I have to follow. When Krishna sees that, then he understands that you have really understood what is true humility. And you are right now started crushing your false ego. Then you will be able to understand Vrindavan. So, I could not understand in the beginning days that what he is saying. But then slowly, when I started associating more and more with the devotees, by staying in the temple, I could understand that this is right. Because my biggest problem was, I always used to tell to Maharaj that my biggest problem is I'm going to Vrindavan, but my anarthas are not going out. My biggest problem is I'm anarthas. I'm not able to come out of it. But where I'm going wrong? My lusty desire is not going down. I'm greedy. Envy is not going out. False ego, I don't even understand what is false ego. It is not going out. So where am I? And then slowly made me understood. And one fine day, he said, now I am understanding that I have made a big mistake. Just going as a sahajiya. Just going and thinking that I am something special. And then the day I told Maharaj that I understood. Then the first instruction he gave me is, now no more going to Vrindavan unless until you don't take my permission. So it was a big austerity for me. But then I didn't go. But then for 2-3 years I didn't go. So then he called me up and he said, when did you go to Vrindavan? I said, you told me to not to go, so I didn't go yet. So then he told me, now I will take you to Vrindavan. And we both of them went together. And then I could understand what really is devotional service. This you could understand only when you associate with the devotees. With the humility, with understanding. Most of the time what happens is, Prabhuji, we associate with the devotees, but we have our conception very fixed up. I don't want to follow him. I am also advanced, he is also advanced, so we'll stay together. We'll help each other, but I don't want to follow him. Association means, in short, association means no independent thinking. If you are independent thinking nature, you cannot adjust with the, or you cannot get the benefit of association. Subduing false ego. What is subduing false ego? The thing which you don't like to do it, that you do it just to please the devotees. Subduing false. In a very basic platform. No future planning of our own. Whatever you decide, I will do it. If you have that thinking in your mind, and then you associate with the devotees, then this thing will not happen in our life. If Bharat Maharaj would have got that association, and if he had this type of a consciousness in his mind, the devotees would have told him, Maharaj, you are on a maya, please come on the track. He would have immediately come on the track. Immediately. We should have that type of a group of association. There should be some devotees in our life who should know more than we know ourselves. And we should be so thorough with that devotee that whatever that devotee will say, it is my life and soul. I have no other thinking in my mind. Whatever he says, that is final for me. Then this thing cannot happen in our life. Otherwise, we will get carried away immediately. Many things we don't know, whether it is preaching or whether it is sense gratification. Many things we don't know. We get carried away. Srimad Bhagavatam is so clear. So clear. There is one example of Srimad Bhagavatam. Who is that king who was taking out that Mataji from the well, Devyani? Dayati. He was taking out that king, Mataji, correct? What was the motive? I wanted to help her. You know what was the result? He got attached to sense gratification. We many times we don't know whether it is sense gratification, it is preaching, it is service, or it is something else. We don't know. We have to be always on guard. And it requires thorough humility. Thorough humility. We should be convinced from the core of our heart that Krishna, I am nothing. I am thoroughly, I am nothing. I was nothing. I will be nothing. We should be thoroughly convinced. This is what humility is. Humility means making understand clearly. Of course, it is a very high platform, no doubt. We should be thoroughly convinced. To some extent, at least at our level, very practically, that I am nothing. What I am? I cannot even take care of my body also properly. What am I? Krishna can take away my brain. I think I am intelligent. He can take away anything. I was nothing. What I was before? I might have got some good qualification. I have some very nice nature. I can do something. But Krishna can take away anything. I will be nothing. What I will be able to do it? Everything depends on the material nature. Anytime I can be out at any time. Should be thoroughly convinced. If a person is thoroughly convinced with that, and with that humility, understanding that this is really a material place, it's always a danger at every step, and I have to completely, and I cannot do anything over here, I have to take shelter of Krishna and his devotee in a sincere note. Then he takes spiritual life very seriously. Takes it very seriously. It is not just coming over here and saying ourselves, I'm an initiated devotee and having kanthi mala and a sacred thread and I am considered as a senior devotee. That is not seniority. Seniority means understanding from the core of your heart, Krishna, I am nothing. And Krishna, you are everything. I am completely dependable on you. Do whatever you like in my life. Now I am not going to leave you because I have no other option. I am completely stuck up in a wrong place and I want to get out from here. This is understanding of Krishna consciousness. Not saying goody-goody things and getting, completely getting again attached to material world. And we should act on that basis. What is acting on that basis? We have to understand our association should be our life and soul. We could compromise anything in our life, but we will not compromise our association. We will do anything and everything, but we will not. We will see to it that we will have that same intimacy in our association of devotees. Yeah? There will be some complications. There will be some difference of opinions. But so what? We are here for going back to God and not getting stuck up with all those small, small complications. He has told me this way, so I don't like him. But when we go out there also, this is going to happen. Why not we stay over here and finish it off? Prabhuji, he talks with me very rudely. I don't want to be with him. If you go out, everybody is talking rudely with you. Why not you stay over here itself? And even if he talks rudely to you, just because your false ego is coming up, that's why you're not able to absorb it. That is a problem. Just understand, this is my ego purification. As such, I am in a wrong place. I want to finish it off. Let me just go through it. And how many years we are going to go through it, Prabhuji? Most of us, we are here at least 30, 35 years. Most of them are between 20 and 30s. I am 42 now. 20, 30 years we'll be staying in this world. What more? It is worth it to crush our false ego in that way and get an eternal life in Golok Vrindavan rather than struggling over here and coming back again into this material place. It's better. This should be the conviction of a devotee. We should be so thorough, Prabhu, in association of devotees. Of course, it is very much required that we require it till the last breath of our life, this association. But a devotee should be so much thorough, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has said in the last stage of his life, that don't think that everybody will be coming into Krishna consciousness. There will be very few who will remain in Krishna consciousness, but you should hang on to get the mercy of Rupa and Raghunath till the fag end of our life. We should not leave it. What is the sincerity of a devotee is, till the fag end of my life, I am not going to leave Krishna. If full world is against me, everybody is criticizing me, everybody is telling me you are a nonsense and a rascal, still I am not going to leave you, Krishna. Because I know it, I have no hope, absolutely. This should be the conviction of a devotee. This should be the thing which he has to understand it. And this is only possible when that devotee understands this material world is a miserable place. Most of the time we don't understand only. We feel like, Prabhuji, you are talking about it, but we feel good. That means he is still not understood only. What is there over here? I being in grahastha life, I can say with a full conviction after 13 years of my marriage, you try your level best to make your wife happy in a nice consciousness. And your wife is also a devotee. She also tries her level best to make the husband happy. In whatever activities she does it, to make the husband happy. And the husband also tries his level best to make the wife happy, so that it becomes an ideal grahastha life. But if you ask that couple, just tell me from the core of your heart, what is your realization? If he's thorough enough, he will, honest enough, he will say, Prabhuji, it doesn't work out properly. Doesn't work out. What does it mean? It means very clearly, even if you try, then also it doesn't work out. Then what is the need of being over here? Yeah? It is not so we don't want to work, or we are thinking in a negative way, or we just wanted to reject it, or we want to say it is a maya. Nothing, we try our level best, then also it doesn't work out. If it doesn't work out, then we have to understand, this is not the right place for me. It's not a right place. Anywhere, anything. You do your level best to see that your child becomes Krishna conscious, and the child also is so much happy with the parents, and he tries also level best to see to it that he makes his parents happy. But finally, after some point of time, both of them, if you ask them what is the situation, both of them says that it doesn't work out. Doesn't work out. Both of them are trying. It is not so that one person is trying, and both of them are trying equally. Then also it doesn't work out. What does it mean? It means very clearly, this is not a place for us. Anything. Yeah? It is like a magic. You know, magic. you, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, very nice song, he said, Durlava Manava Janma, Lobhya Samsara. He said, I see this world as a magic lantern. Sometime it is there and goes. Then it comes something new and then it goes. Exactly it happens in our life. This person, very nice, and it is gone. Another person comes in my life. Some years he is very nice, he is gone. You don't know where he has gone. You can't understand where he has gone. He left his body. I can't write letter to him, nor he writes letter to me. Where he is, no, we don't know. He doesn't know where am I. I don't know where he is. I have given my life to each other and nothing works out now. This is material world. Like a magic show. Everything is changing. Like a drama. You know drama? 3 hours drama. This is our 60, 70 years drama. Do nice drama. You are back to Godhead. You don't do proper drama. Come back over here. Like again do drama. 60, 70 years. The duration is only 6. That is 3, 4 hours drama. This is 60, 70 years drama. Really, we should be thorough. What is this rascal place am I? Nothing works out properly. Health-wise, who can say with the conviction that my health is going to be better till the last breath of my life after you people all are doing yogas, correct? Who can say? Okay, we'll do the needful. Who can say? We do the needful. Oh, sorry. Some of them. Who can say? Okay, we'll do the needful. So much difficulties. Yeah. One small mosquito comes, bites you, and you are in the bed for 20, 25 years in the form of malaria. And you cannot control that small mosquito. And the mind, bapre, how much difficulty. One night, in the night you go to sleep, thinking that no, tomorrow, Prabhuji has said, one day my japa is not good, so I'll be in difficulty. Tomorrow I want to see my japa goes perfect. I'll take rest properly in the night, so that in the morning I become perfect in my japa, so that my full day goes nicely. In the night you go to sleep, and one thought comes in your mind, which you don't want it. And that thought comes in your mind, and you become so much engrossed in that thought, which you don't want it. And your full night is completely disturbed. You can't sleep in the night at all. And next in the morning you come for a Mangalarti and you cannot do your japa properly because you could not get proper sleep because your mind was disturbed, which also you could not control your mind and which is impossible to control it, that thought itself. Who can say that I can control that thought? There are many things in our life, Prabhuji, which we have done it, which we didn't want it to do. Correct? And we are still repenting for the whole life right now. Everybody. Everybody. We have done something which we didn't want it to do. We made some immature decision or we made something which we are not supposed to take that thing. And those things has come in our life and that thought itself is to make us so much miserable. And that thought comes in your mind and you are completely out. And full day is disturbed. And you cannot do anything. You cannot do anything. You get stuck up. See the way Krishna has completely trapped us from. Completely trapped us. That's why there are three things seriously required in Krishna consciousness. One thing should be thorough and very strong in your sadhana. Very strong. A devotee who is not strong in a sadhana has not understood Krishna. He is not afraid. That is why people are not strong in the sadhana, because they are not afraid of Maya. As simple as that. If a devotee is afraid of Maya, he will definitely be very strong because he knows it. If my sadhana is loose, I am trapped. There is no other option for me. First thing, you should be very strong. And that is only possible when you are associating with the devotees very sincerely. Sincere devotees. If a devotees are getting up early in the morning at 4:30 and coming up for the morning at program at 5 o'clock, even if you don't like it, then also you will come. If devotee is chanting seriously, even if you don't like it, you will try. There are many, many barriers that will come in your life if you are associating nicely with the devotees. It is required. Very, very strong sadhana, we should have it. After having meaning of very strong sadhana means, or a basic person, specifically in a grahastha life, is we have to see that we chant our rounds very seriously. That is a basic thing in our sadhana. Most of the time, specifically in our grahastha life, people don't understand that. They chant 6 rounds in the morning and 8 rounds in the afternoon and 4 rounds like sleeping and all those things. That itself, first 99% of advancement is in chanting, and there itself we are making a big blunder. Big blunder over there itself. A sincere devotee should be committed. I will not start my day unless until I don't complete my rounds. Everything is secondary. Everything is secondary. Let world can do whatever. Duniya ka jo hone hone do. Japa pehla hai mera. Jo hone hone do. That should be the condition. Because we want to take out, we want to get out from this world. Yeah. How can we do it unless until we don't show our sincerity to Krishna? Very serious. We cannot go to sleep unless until we don't read and hear. This is basic sadhana. That is basic. Reading and hearing and chanting is the most important thing in our Krishna consciousness. First thing, strong sadhana and strong dose of association of devotees. Very strong dose. A devotee should be very thoroughly convinced, I cannot stay without association. It is like a fish without a water. You should understand that. And that association should be not be formal association. Association means the heart to heart. It is not so that you can reveal your heart to each and everybody. But there should be some devotee where your heart is completely revealed. And that person is really seriously guiding you. And you are completely dependable on that devotee. It should be there. But only sadhana and only strong association doesn't help it. There are chances that false ego and pride will come up. So that's why to cover properly, a thorough humility is required. If a devotee doesn't have thorough humility and he has a very strong sadhana and good association also, chances are that he will become false pride. False pride and ego will not be subdued. What is the meaning of humility? Meaning of humility is, you thoroughly, seriously understand where you are and you understand without association, without Krishna consciousness, I have no hope. I am gone. I am out. I have no other shelter other than Krishna consciousness. And not only speaking, but trying your level best to act on it. See, Prabhuji, action speaks more than your words. And Krishna makes very clear, I'm a biggest cheater. You can cheat everybody, but you cannot cheat me. So you should be thorough. We are taking a very big, so to say, we want to take a very big commitment from Krishna. And what is that commitment? We want Krishna to tell us, to bring us, to take us back to Godhead. Do you think Krishna is going to be so cheap? Going to give you that so cheaply? He will really test you in and out, left and right. Nothing is going to be so cheap, Prabhuji. Even to small degree, there are many IITs over here and engineers and all those, MBAs and chartered accountants. Even to get some professional degree, we have to work like a donkey, correct? Really work like a donkey. And that degree has how many years value? You get a degree at 25, 27 years or something that way. It is going to have 20, 30 years value. After you retire, it is zero, correct? For 25, 30 years, that value, for that you are working like a donkey for 15, 20, 25 years. If you want to go back to God, and how much you have to work hard? Eternal life in Golok Vrindavan. No more birth, death, old age, disease. No more adhyatmik, adi bhautik, adi devik. How much you have to work hard? This should be thoroughly conviction of a devotee. But I'll do anything. And then if you have that strong association, strong sadhana, and thorough humility. Thorough. What is the meaning of thorough? Understanding that I will be here till the last breath of my life because I know it. If I'm gone, I'm gone. I know what I am. It is like, the tablets? Tablets that outer coating is there. And coating is very sweet, but inside all those dust is, all thing is there. Exactly in the same basis of my consciousness. Only outer coating of Krishna consciousness there, little bit is gone, then all those anartha is going to come out. So for me, I have to see to it that those anarthas are not going to go out till the last, till the full breath, till the full life of my, in this existence. So for me is the only solution is, I have to go on seeing it, that coating remains till the last breath of my life. till the last breath of my life. And because I'm in Mahaprabhu's movement and he's Patit Pavan, he has delivered Jagai and Madai, so my number is also there. With that hope, you just have to hang on. Hang on. Just hang on. There is some hope for me. But that is only possible when you show by action, only not talking. And what is action? Strong sadhana, strong association, and a very, very strong understanding the situation of this material world and showing thorough humility. Our Guru Maharaj always used to say, thorough humility means not saying, I am Das, I am Prabhu, I am servant, I am servant, I am servant. But when a difficulty comes in your life, when you complain, that means you are not humble. If you are complaining to Krishna, that means you are talking. No complain. You have to understand, I am so nonsense. Krishna is just giving me a sample of problems. And with that consciousness, just go on. Till the last breath of life, then this Bharat Maharaj case cannot happen in our life. Although we have so many shortcomings, more than Bharat Maharaj. But we are here. We are here with thorough humility, then there is no problem. That's why Sanatana Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when they had interaction, and when Sanatana Goswami was showing the topmost humility, what was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reaction? He says, stop Sanatana, your humility is breaking my heart. And then he gave a wonderful statement. It is humility alone and nothing else that can conquer the heart of Krishna. It is humility alone. So even if you have a strong association and a strong sadhana, but you are not following humility, it will be difficult. Because you will become proud. Again, pride, that means you are fit again, you wanted to become an enjoyer. Enjoyer, that means being over here again. Very simple. Humility means what? Krishna understands. He has learned a lesson now. He is learning his lesson. He has understood that he is in the wrong place. He is understanding that. And when he understands that he has learned his lesson, then Krishna says, chalo, aajao bhai. Tumhara kaam pura ho gaya. Come back. Finally, Prabhuji, we should be thorough that before my death comes, I really wanted to show complete sincerity before death comes. Before death comes in my life, which is definitely going to come, I should feel it happy from within that I have not wasted my time. We should be thorough. We should really understand in our life that I might have done nonsense things, but I have really repented also for that. So that repentance, Krishna will take it seriously and I have some chance. Not that we are something great, but with the ticket of humility, we'll say that, abhi rasta hi nahi hai, kuch kar do. With that thing, if you come up, Krishna will take you seriously. Okay, it's 9 o'clock, I'll end it. Any questions? Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhu, for your very wonderful class.
I'm very dependable on you people. You take care of me, then I'll be here. If you kick me out, I have no hope. I'm so much dependable on you people.
Like you are so much emphasizing on the importance of association of devotees. Of course, we all know that there are three types of devotees. One who is senior to us, one who is on the same level, and one who is junior to us. It is very easy to be associating with those who are senior to us and those who are our junior. But when it comes to those who are our peers, then invariably that is where we have difficulties and problems. But their association is also very important, and we have to somehow or the other really be in the mood of a servant. So how can we, you know, sincerely take the association of such devotees?
I remember one very nice class Radhanath Maharaj gave. This was before, I think, 12, 13 years back. Muralidhar Prabhu asked one very nice question. That Maharaj, you are telling us that I have to become servant of the servant of the servant. But I see many devotees and I feel I have to become servant of this devotee. So I go a little bit near to him and then I see, oh, there is so much problem in him. I cannot become a servant of this devotee at least. It is too much. So at that time, I don't feel like a servant. I feel I should be far away from me. In that circumstances, what should I do? I don't know that cassette name, but Maharaj gave that reply for 25 minutes. Beautiful reply. He spoke 3 points. First point he said is, Prabhuji, you don't have a problem. You are a pure devotee. You are not a pure devotee. Even if you are a not pure devotee, yet other devotee has accepted you, then what is the problem you accepting that devotee? First point was that. Second thing is, anybody who comes into this temple, how many people are there in Bombay? So at that time he spoke 1 crore or 1.5 crore. How many people are coming in this temple? Directly, even indirectly, he might not be able to help you. But even indirectly, when they are chanting and dancing together, that atmosphere that has been created, how much it gives you encouragement. Even to see that atmosphere itself makes you so much charged up in Krishna consciousness. Indirectly, is he not helping you? Third thing he said very nicely was, if a person is in the He's very dirty, with all sorts of dust and mud and everything on his body. So much dirty he is. But if he's under the shower, do you call him a dirty person? He's under the shower. How much he takes that shower seriously and washes himself faster, it will be clean. But one day or the other, he's going to become clean, correct? So everybody is in this hospital of Radha Gopinath temple. Some person takes it very seriously and some person takes it a little bit less seriously. But he is in Radha Gopinath temple of shower. He is in the shower. And the final point he said was that if you don't have respect for him, more than him, you are going to be sufferer because you are doing a big apradh. Krishna makes it very clear. Any person who has come into this spiritual life is glorious. Is glorious. And Prabhuji, we have to understand, what were we before 10 years back or 15 years back? We were like him only. Just because we have got little bit status and a position and a senior devotee and some Brahman thread or something. But do you, Krishna sees that seriously? Krishna doesn't see that seriously. Krishna is only seeing you, how much you are becoming humble to each and every devotee. It might not be possible to have a talk, but in your heart you should understand, everybody is glorious who is coming over here. Everybody is glorious because they are directly or indirectly helping me. Without their help, I have no hope. No hope. Just go out in this material place, just go out in this material world, Prabhu. It is so difficult. It is so difficult. So difficult. Everybody wants to exploit you. Absolutely they want to exploit you. And here are the devotees who might not be so much on that platform, but they have that inclination. Oh, I have to follow these principles. These devotees are nice. How can you take it for granted? How can you take it for granted? We have to be with them. It might be so that our channel might not be matching. Our thinking and his thinking might not be matching. It would be. At that time, we have to keep safe distance. But why? We have to keep one consciousness in our heart is, because my conditioning is so strong, and because of my conditioning, if I associate with that devotee, I will be doing apradh. And because I don't want to do any apradh, that's why I want to keep a safe distance. But in my heart, I should not have apradh attitude that he's a nonsense and I am something better. This should be the consciousness. Problem is with me, problem is not with him. If you have that thing, it will not be a problem. With that consciousness, if you have it, Prabhuji, and one thing is there. If you are always like to be with other devotees and always having the service attitude, then you will be shocked to know how much devotees are loving you. I remember one very nice sentence Maharaj has given me. I said, Maharaj, You are telling me I have to associate with the devotees, but I always have a fear in my mind that all these devotees are so elevated, they are so advanced, and I am so degraded. When I go to that devotee and when they will understand how so much degraded I am, they will not come to me. They will say, if they come and talk with me, they will go in Maya. So they will keep a safe distance from me. So if they keep a safe distance from me, then what hope do I have? I am completely, I have nowhere. Where will I go? What about my spiritual life? I cannot stay without him because I know it. Without him, my spiritual life is zero. So what should I do in that circumstances? Give me a wonderful reply. Beautiful reply. Oh, so wonderful reply. He said, any devotee, if you show your topmost humility to that devotee, that Prabhuji, this is what I am. In a sincere note, no cheating business. This is what I am. I am so downgraded, but Prabhuji, I know you people will take care of me. Will you talk with me? That senior or sincere devotee will do anything and everything, although you are so contaminated, because everybody likes humility. Everybody appreciates humility. And people will go anywhere, any stretch, they stretch to the best if they see that that person is showing a sign of humility. So we should be very thorough. Whatever you are, Prabhu, I have no hope. But you are there, so please take care of me and we'll go together. This way we can go on. We want to remain with this association till the fag end of our life. Fag end. In fact, our situation should be such, Prabhuji, that if Krishna, if I am not able to think of you, no problem. Because I know it will be so difficult for me. It will be so difficult to think of you at the last breath of my life. Impossible. But I cannot even think of devotees also because I am so degraded. But at least do some concession that at least one devotee should be in front of me when I leave my body. Even seeing him will be my perfection of my life. This should be the consciousness. Is it okay? Hare Krishna. Anything else? It's 9:10. I'm so sorry. Took some more time. Okay. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna.